This is Line Break, where we deconstruct poetry written by young writers and discuss the inspiration and intention behind the poems. Take a pause and enjoy the line breaks. Here's episode 4. So I'm here with Everlasting Waves, and she's going to be reading her poem Music. Go ahead when you're ready.
Music. For some odd reason, I find music hidden in the zip-zop of snow pants, in the rocking chair creaking back and forth in the wind, in each step taken as your shoes hit the hard pavement with a little thud, in the sound of the blinker as your car prepares to make a turn. Music is everywhere. You just need to know how to look in the right places.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So let's talk about your title first, and it's Music. And it's simple, but it ties into the rest of the poem. Did you have any other ideas for titles?
Well, this was kind of a simple title. I couldn't really find one that matched it. I'm still kind of brainstorming ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But this was the best one that I could find just for now.
Mm-hmm. How do you decide on titles in general for poems?
I kind of read through the poem, and then I relate all the stanzas together. Then I find something that kind of matches for everything. Either that, or I take a line that I think sounds really good, and I put that into a title.
Mm-hmm. What was your overall inspiration for the poem?
It was just kind of an idea that kept on nagging me over and over again. And just an idea that I had once, and then I kind of forgot it, and then I had it again, and just kind of kept coming back.
Did you write it down, or did you just remember
it? I originally kind of had the idea when I was just, like, lying in bed, so I just kind of scribbled it down in a notebook, and then, like, I didn't remember it until a couple days later.
It's great. So, in each stanza, there's an image that you can picture. Like, there's the snow pants and the rocking chair and the pavement and the car blinker. How did you think of those, and were there more examples that you had thought of but left out?
There were more examples. And I kind of just chose the ones that were, like, best for me, that I kind of, like, I've just heard of them a lot, and they seem to fit the poem best.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the other examples that you had thought of?
Well, a lot of them were things like rain. I really like the sound of rain.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It reminded me of music. And probably also the sound of my dog when he's, like, walking along with the little pop of his toes hitting the wood floor, and that always reminded me of, like, a little beat, kind of steady beat going along.
Are you a musician?
I do play clarinet and ukulele, but I can't say I'm a really good musician.
Yeah, I play piano too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Do you find it easy to combine music and poetry, like writing about music or...
Yeah. They're kind of similar because you kind of need to think through all the lines and, like, whether this sounds good with this. And, like, so poetry and music are kind of, like, merged together, like, lyric.
Do you ever write song lyrics?
I tried.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard to think of a song and then keep all of it, like, flowing along.
Yeah. I try to write songs, too, sometimes, but it sounds a little, I don't know, forced. Sometimes it doesn't sound like it should be sung.
Yeah. Like, every time I try and do it, and I try and write, like, I don't know, like, a love song or something, because that's, like, what's been kind of going around, it just sounds really cheesy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, I'm not going to sing this.
Yeah. What would you say is the overall meaning of the poem? Like, what should people take away from it when they read it?
That music is really everywhere, and it's just something that you can kind of find in a lot of different places. Mm-hmm. Like poetry, you can pretty much turn everything into a poem.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at it long enough and really think about it, and it's kind of the same thing with music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool.
What inspires you to write poetry? Like, what is the force that makes you keep wanting to, like, write poems and not just write songs or fiction or not write at all?
Well, it's kind of that I just kind of, like, tried it once. Mm-hmm. Like if I just, like, look at stuff, I'm like, oh, I just think of, like, one stanza, And I'm like, oh, I love how that sounds.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you can just turn everything into a poem. And then every time I think of a poem, I'm like, I want to write this. So then I try and write it. And then I just constantly go back for more.
Mm-hmm. How did you first get into poetry?
Well, we were doing the writing contest. It was the Winter Tales poetry thing. And our teacher was having everyone do it. And she put everyone's into the contest. And a couple people from our class got it. And that just kind of made me want to keep writing poetry.
Cool. What poets have inspired or influenced you?
Probably, I can never remember the name, but it's like Emily Dickinson or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really like her poems. And she's inspired me to keep going because I kind of read like a little biography on her. She's kind of lived kind of a harder life, and it's really cool to hear about poets.
Yeah, her poems are really good. Are there any books that have influenced your writing? Like, what are your favorite books? And this is a really fun question because everyone gives different answers.
Mine is Harry Potter. I'm on the 7th book for the 6th time, and they're just so good that I keep reading them. And J.K. Rowling is a really good writer. Mm-hmm. So every time I read the book another time, I like find new little bits inside of it that I really like.
Yeah, I think that's what definitely makes a good book is when you can go back and like find new things in it every single time. And that's for poetry too. Like you can read the same poem a few different times throughout your life or even throughout the same day and you would get different things from it.
Mm-hmm. Like everywhere you look, there's something different for each person.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's really just what like you need in that moment. Can we read your last stanza again?
Okay. Music is everywhere if you just know how to look in the right places.
So how did you come up with that, like, last idea?
Well, that was kind of like, that was actually like the first stanza I thought of.
Oh, really?
But it just kind of ended up being the last one because I thought it sounded good at the end. But it just kind of like finishes it off saying like, it really is everywhere, music. Mm-hmm. So kind of is a nice, simple ending that I liked.
So do you read your own poems out loud a lot? Because I sometimes do that, but I don't know, sometimes I think it's a little bit weird to read it out loud just to myself.
I usually do it before I put any poem on like your writer's project or something, because I think it's good to like know how it sounds just in the real world, like out loud, because sometimes if you read it in your head, it can sound a lot different.
Mm-hmm. Do you have other people read your poetry?
A lot of the time my family reads it and they're sending it back to each other and then someone messages me like, oh, good poem.
Do you think it's cool when they do that or is it a little bit awkward to have your family read your poetry?
It's a little awkward because like, it's weird. Like, I don't really like it when people are like, oh, I loved your poem. Like, one was in the newspaper and my doctor saw it.
Me
and when
too.
I went to the doctor, she's like, oh, I, like, have your poem. And I just didn't know what to say. I'm like, thanks?
Yeah. I went to the doctor, and she had a few of my poems in my medical file.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Because I'm just like, you saw my poem?
Yeah.
And like, it's weird because it's, like, in the newspaper. But I don't know what, but, like, I just don't expect people to read the newspaper.
Yeah.
So then when I see it, I'm just like, you read the newspaper?
It's a little odd. What do you think of being published?
I like it, but I also don't like it when I get, like, first in something. So I always, like, try my hardest, but I don't really expect much. Mm-hmm. So when I actually do get something good, I'm like, wow, I did it. Because I don't expect much. I don't have a lot of self-confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that publications are a really great way to give you more confidence and to encourage you to keep writing, especially when you're, like, just starting out.
Yeah.
Because then it's sort of, like, it gives you a reason to write if you want to share your writing.
Yeah, like, I was never super serious about poetry. Like, the most I did was writing, like, tiny haikus in, like, second grade. But then after I, like, tried out a contest or something, and it kind of like encouraged me to keep going and like try hard.
Do you ever write things other than poetry? Like, we talked about lyrics, but what about fiction and nonfiction?
Well, nonfiction is something that I just can't really find interesting. Like,
yeah,
I like
me too.
Just making up my own ideas. But I do really like writing fiction. But what I do is I write like 2 pages of a book and then I just kind of forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I try again. And like probably the longest I've gotten is a book with my friends that is, we're still currently working on, is at like 85 pages.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah, I've tried to write some books before and I actually have a lot of chapter ones in my computer and stuff. But I just can't really seem to get past that, like, original, these are the characters and this is what they're doing. Because then it's like, well, I don't really know what should happen next.
Yeah, I just like writing the first bit because I love creating characters and creating new ideas.
Yeah.
But then when they get to, like, the actual, like, climax or something, I never really know what should happen.
Yeah, I get a little bit of writer's block. And that's why I think I sort of prefer poetry, because I don't usually get stuck when I'm writing that.
Yeah.
And I don't have to make it so like, this is what this person did and they did it this way. It can just be like abstract.
Yeah. Poetry is like, it's kind of like painting, like the whole like a painting is worth 1,000 words or something. Poetry is kind of like that. Like, you're kind of painting an image in someone's head, but it doesn't need to be perfect.
Like, exactly. Because they'll take their own perspective of it.
Mm-hmm.
How has Young Writers Project helped or influenced your writing?
It's probably because there are so many really nice people on here,
mm-hmm,
who are always like commenting like, oh, great poem. And it just kind of like wants me to keep going to like,
mm-hmm,
like show these people my poetry. But I just like how there's so much good influence.
Yeah.
And how everyone is supportive. And
and there's really good feedback too.
We're always like commenting about how like, oh, I like this stanza, or like,
mm-hmm,
like they're kind of giving good feedback. Yeah.
Do you ever go to workshops?
Well, I've only been on here for like a couple months,
mm-hmm,
and the only couple workshops I've seen are ones that I wasn't as interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to go to things like Writing on the Roof.
Oh,
I
yes.
I really wanted to check that out. But every time I try and go to it, I have, like, a sport like basketball,
mm-hmm,
and I have sports on those days, so
mm-hmm,
I go to it.
Well, you should try to go to one. It's a lot of fun, and that room is really gorgeous. You can see, like, all of Lake Champlain.
I really want to try and go, but
mm-hmm,
need to, like, schedule it ahead.
Mm-hmm. What is the significance of poetry to you? Like, how much does it mean to you, and do you think that you would ever be able to not write?
Probably not, because poetry is kind of like a little therapy for me to just kind of explode over a page and just get everything out that I need to get out, and then I'm kind of ready for the next day. So I kind of try and write each day, whether it's a good poem or not, just to kind of get everything out, and it's really nice to be able to do it.
Yeah, I think it's very nice when you have the ability to express yourself, and you don't have to feel like you have to share it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes poetry is very personal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's a really great gift to be able to write down what you're feeling and acknowledge it without necessarily having to tell someone else, because sometimes that feels a little too scary.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think makes a poem and not just a list of metaphors or a few paragraphs?
It's probably when it kind of means something, like, or if you have, like, kind of a topic you're building off.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a lot of people say poetry has to rhyme,
mm-hmm,
but it really doesn't. And I kind of find it when people, like, really have meaning in their poem, in their writing, really makes it a poem.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when they have a topic and then they're, like, mixing a little bit of everything into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that what makes a poem, I don't know, it's kind of a difficult thing to answer because it's so, like, broad, but
yeah.
I think that definitely when there's, like, a meaning to it, but it doesn't have to be a big, significant, like,
just like
this and this and this and this. It can just be, like, this is how I feel, or this is something I saw that was cool, or this is something I'm imagining.
Yeah, it's kind of like some poems are like opinions about things that you can't really put into words. So you're just kind of writing a little couple lines about it, and then that kind of shows it almost as much as like 10 paragraphs do.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think you would ever make a collection of poems?
I kind of try to, but then I kind of run out of ideas, and then I just kind of just like float away from it. I kind of just like doing each poem a separate idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that some of my poems, I don't know, I'd like to make a collection someday, but I'm not sure if I would.
It's hard, especially when you have like so many different poems already out there and then a bunch of ideas still in you. It's just kind of weird to think of grouping them together.
Yeah, and like, which ones would I include? Which ones would I not include? And like, what order would it be in?
Yeah, because like, I can't really pick favorites out of my poems. Exactly. Like, there are just so many.
Yeah.
And I really love all of them.
Yeah.
So it's hard to pick a favorite.
Yeah, I was talking to Lady Midnight, actually, about how I feel like I have a sort of like greatest hits of my poems, like some that have been more popular than others, and some that have been more published. But I don't know if I feel like I have a favorite, because they're all very personal to me, and I feel like each one has helped me in some way.
Sometimes the one that is like most published or most popular, I kind of like least, because I like the ones where I'm really like being deep within myself rather than just like writing what I think will be popular.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that you sometimes do that and write things that are just poetic and not like actually true to what you're feeling?
I kind of try to do that sometimes, but then it just ends up being something that I don't like personally.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm just like, nah, I won't put it up.
Yeah, there are some that I write and then I post it, and then I sort of feel like, I don't know if I really like this anymore, if it's like helping me in the same way. I think that it's a really interesting relationship between writer and poem, or writer and book, because once you like share a poem, then you sort of feel like it's not yours anymore, or it doesn't feel the same way as it felt before you shared it, which I actually wrote a poem about that. And ironically, I like the poem that I wrote about it.
Like, if you write about something that's like really close to you, like your pet dog or your pet cat, but then you share it, it kind of like, it seems less personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like it's disconnected from you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like the relationship between creator and creation, like a writer and a poem, or a songwriter and their song, or an artist and their painting. Like, once you've created something and other people have read it and they've analyzed it, it feels a little like not yours as much. But I mean, it still could have helped you in the moment, or it might have some purpose for you later on.
With poems, do you find it like hard to write about animals? Because it's like a weird mix.
I've written a few poems about my dog, but I feel like every time I keep wanting to make it a little more abstract, so it sort of could work for anyone's pet, or even a person even. So I'm sort of distancing myself from the object when I write about objects.
So like whenever I try and write about like my dog or my cat, it's just more like me listing things I like about them, because I can never really get it all to move into a poem.
Yeah, I think that what helps if you're going to write about an animal or an object is sort of making it a little more abstract. So like, take out an A or the. So instead of I like the soft purr of my cat, it would be soft purr of my cat lulls me to sleep, or something like that.
It's just like kind of more,
not generalized, but not as specific.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know when to end your poems?
Well, a lot of the times just when I have to go do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just when I can't really think of much to add. Mm-hmm. And others, it's just when I just feel like it would sound better if I end it here rather than keep going.
Do you play around with the endings sometimes and like switch them up? Or do you just come up with one ending and that's the one that you're going to stick with?
Well, I switch them up a lot because I'm never sure whether I want it to be longer or shorter, or if I want to like switch stanzas around.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the time, the stanza I think would be the first stanza ends up being like the last one.
Yeah.
So it's always kind of confusing putting middle from end and stuff like that.
That reminds me, have you ever tried to write a poem where you write a bunch of different lines and then you like switch the order that they go in?
I've tried, but it's kind of hard.
Yeah, I read a few poems like that, and I think it's really cool, but you sort of have to have a knack for that.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, see it as sort of a big picture versus, like, line by line.
Do you know the poems where you can, like, read them down and then read them back up again?
Yeah.
I read one like that, and it was so cool. I think it was, like, Ink Paws. It was amazing.
Yeah, I think those are a lot of fun. I try to do that too sometimes, but
yeah.
I don't know. I think that it's pretty cool to read those.
Yeah, I really like those ones. They're really pretty to read down and then see what it sounds like going back up using the same words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And like the order of how you write things definitely changes the way that you see the poem and the meaning that you take away from it.
Yeah.
Because if you read one of those poems going down, then you would get one meaning, and if you read it going back up, you get another.
Yeah, like one could be like a happy meaning and like really kind of fills you up and makes joy, but the other could be kind of sad and just like downright kind of mean to you about your feelings about something.
Yeah. Yeah, poetry in general is just so cool.
Yeah.
And I really think that, like, even though we've been talking about what makes a poet a poet and what makes a poem a poem and inspiration and endings and titles and all these technical things, I really don't think that there's any right way to write a poem. Like, if that's what you feel and that's how you want it to come out and that's how you want to express it, then just make it like that.
Like, there's no wrong way to make a poem.
Like, just like there isn't a wrong way to make a painting, or there isn't a wrong way to walk around your neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's just what you feel and how you express it, and I think that's beautiful however you do it. Do you ever write poems from different perspectives?
Do you mean like from like the I or you kind of
from
thing?
Like a different character?
Yeah. I try to do it from, like, characters I've just made up on the spot or, like, book characters that I like, but it's always kind of hard because then I have to imagine the world around them.
Yeah.
And so I have to, like, picture everything they're seeing and then what they're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't exactly be how I always write my poems. It has to be, like, how they might do it.
Yeah, that adds another layer to it, is that you can't use your own thoughts and your own senses. You have to use what they would think and what they would see and how they would perceive the world and the way that they would respond to it. But I think that people who do write like character poems are very talented.
Yeah.
And it's very cool just though to write a poem from someone else's perspective, because then it sort of shows you how many different ways you can truly write something without it becoming like all the same.
Yeah.
So do you like to write with prompts or do you like to just write on your own?
I enjoy writing with prompts, but it's also sometimes fun to just come up with my own idea, because whenever I do a prompt, I feel like I have to write about this, and I can't really just kind of let loose and just like change topics sometimes inside of a poem.
I think it's prompts are good sometimes, like when you're stuck, then it helps you sort of get out of whatever you're stuck in. But then I feel like if I don't want a prompt and I don't need it, then I feel like it's just kind of forcing me to write about something that I might not necessarily write about. And then I sort of feel like I can't write about this other idea because it doesn't have anything to do with it, even though like I do want to write about it. So in a way it is limiting, but it could be good too, because then it gives you like some inspiration. And some people probably feel the opposite way, is that they need a prompt and they can't just write down and have an idea.
Yeah. Like sometimes prompts, what I do is I like go through the whole list of prompts. Mm-hmm. I find a prompt and then I get like another idea kind of basing off that, but then it doesn't match the prompt as much. So I just end up free writing it. It still gives you an idea, but you don't necessarily have to write exactly about that.
Yeah, each idea stems from the other. So it's all like connected in some way. The freedom of writing in general is that you can get inspiration, but you don't necessarily have to stick to whatever you were originally writing about. Like switch ideas or completely change it. And then the original prompt will still have the same purpose to you.
And prompts are always something that you can either kind of build off of it or stick with that prompt. It's always something that can just go either way.
Do you like to make your own prompts, like for other people, or just for you to look back on?
Sometimes I do, but sometimes I just kind of like keeping ideas to myself when I think they're personal.
Yeah, I have a bullet journal, actually, and in it I wrote a list of 29 prompts for February.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it the other day because I wrote one every night, usually when I was pretty tired. And some of them are just really weird. Like, write a poem from the perspective of a lizard. Like, that's a little bit odd. But some of them are actually good ideas. So I think that if I am stuck, then I would look back on them and sort of get something. But I feel like normally, if I'm not stuck, I would just write whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that poets or writers in general can just sit down and then they have an idea and they can write. Yeah. I don't think it always works that way.
Yeah, it's like kind of impossible to just sit down and be like, I'm going to write. Mm-hmm. And I already have an idea, even though I've been sitting here for only 2 seconds.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's hard to get an idea without like looking around you or like racking your brain for something. Or just like looking out the window. Like you need to have inspiration for something.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I think that you shouldn't really force yourself to write, and you shouldn't say, like, today I'm going to write for half an hour or an hour or 10 minutes. I think that you should just sort of let the words come to you when they come to you. But at the same time, it might be good to just set aside a few minutes every day to write and just see, like, what ideas are bouncing around in your mind.
And it's like, whenever I do, like, have words in my head and I can't write them down, I always just forget them, and then I just get angry at myself for forgetting.
Me
and then,
too.
Like, I want to have written and, like, force myself to write. So it's kind of, like, weird, like, do I force myself to write, or do I just let the ideas come to me and hope I can write them down?
Yeah, it's a total, like, push and pull. Is there a process that you follow after you've written a poem? Like, do you edit it, or do you leave it for a few days and then go back to it and see if you want to change anything?
Well, a lot of the times I edit and then, like, I leave for a couple hours and then I come back to it and I, like, analyze it with kind of, like, a fresh mind, a fresh look at it, see whether I still like it, and then I kind of go through it again, change a couple things, and then I think I'm finished.
Yeah, I think that helps a lot to just step away from it for a few minutes or a few days even.
Yeah.
And then when you go back to it, you have like a new perspective, and you can sort of distance yourself from it, from whereas before it would have been a little difficult because then you're like, oh, I like all of this, and then you go back and you're all like, oh, well, this doesn't really have to be there.
You can kind of think through it again.
Yeah.
And you don't, like, it's kind of like looking at it as though it's not even your poem.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's another cool thing about Young Writers Project is that when you share something, and it feels like, I don't know, you're a little bit on the fence about it, and then you can get someone else's opinion and how they think that you should maybe change it or what would make it better, then I think that that's very helpful. It's nice to have another perspective. And another thing that I like to do after I've written a poem and I've gone through and edited it and changed things or taken things away, I like to have someone else read it to me, or this is something else that I do. I go to like an online text reader thing. There's a few websites where you can like copy and paste text into it, and then like this voice reads it out loud, And you can change it to be like American or British or Spanish. And so I have this old British woman read my poems back to me. And I think it's really nice, actually, because then you get like a feel for how the words sound all together in someone else's voice. Because then you might put emphasis on certain words, or you might read it. Yeah, you might have to add things to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really good to do something like that.
Yeah, to just kind of think through it as though it's in someone else's perspective.
Yeah. Or if it's not your poem.
Yeah.
So if you close your mind and listen to the old British woman reading your poem, then it definitely helps you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend something like that.
That's cool.
So do you ever write with other people?
I really...
Poetry specifically?
Poetry. Sometimes I do a thing with my friends who are also into poetry where we get the same topic and then we each write a poem and then we see how other people wrote it. And it's fun to see how other people wrote about the same topic.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like a prompt and then two different people write about it. And that's
Have you ever done this thing where first person writes a line and then you pass it to a second person, they write a line? And then the third person writes another line, and then you go around and around.
We haven't done that with poetry, but we tried to write a story like that.
Ooh.
What always happens is we always just start, like, making it funny halfway through, and then we're all just, like, cracking up by the end.
I have done that with poetry a few times, and it's definitely interesting because it goes places that you didn't really think it would go.
like, you could be writing about water and then be writing about something, like, completely different. Because everyone else is having a different turn at that topic.
Yeah, I think that's what's cool about writing with other people, like writing the same thing with other people specifically, is that they're all going to add something completely different from what you add. So you're going to end up with a little bit of a mishmash at first of different things, but then once you like boil it down a little bit, it sounds pretty cool because it's sort of a collection of different ideas about the same thing.
Kind of a weird thing to, but it's weird and also really cool to see what other people do with the same topic.
Yeah, which is basically what this podcast is.
Yeah.
It's different views and ideas on the same topic, which is poetry. And I think that no matter how old you are or where you're from or what you're writing, you can all sort of relate to poetry on some level.
Yeah, it's like, it's poetry and everyone's writing with poetry. So there's like something, there's going to be something similar about it that you can kind of find in it and relate with that person.
Yeah. And I think it's really fun to relate poems now to poems from like the 18 or 1900s because it's cool to see how someone, like a teenager now, could have the same idea that a teenager in the 1800s had.
Yeah.
It's really cool how ideas sort of float between centuries.
Yeah, like I've been trying to find people who wrote poetry a really long time ago and see whether they have similar ideas from people like on Young Writers Project, and then like I got an idea from the Emily Dickinson poem. It sounded really beautiful, and I wanted to see if I could write something as beautiful. Then I kind of tried, so it's kind of fun to try and relate poetry.
Yeah, I definitely think so too. And there's definitely something that all poems have in common, no matter when they were written.
Yeah.
And you can sort of always see, like, once you sort of, if you change some of Shakespeare's words to be a little more modern, just for the sake of understanding it, and then you compare it to a poem this day, then you could see that, oh, wow, they're both talking about love or loss or life in general. And even though Shakespeare used different words than we use now, and it might be in a different way that we write now, it still has the same overall meaning.
Like, no matter how you write it or say it or just, like, show it in any way, like, it can still be, like, done in a different way.
Exactly.
It's still related at the core.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right, well, thank you for being on the podcast. This has been a lot of fun talking.
Yeah, it was nice.
This has been episode 4 of Line Break. I hope that you enjoyed and stay tuned for episode 5. Bye.